Here we go again, once again. Donald Trump touting hydrochloroquine. I don't think I've met a bigger moron in my life, and trust me, I've met quite a few. I'm not the smartest man in the world, but I have ran two of the largest companies in the United States as a production supervisor and as a regional superintendent. And I have met a lot of morons in my life, but President Trump tops them all. I cannot believe that he is quoting and touting some psychopath doctor who says that they're using alien DNA in medicine. I do not know what is wrong with this man, why he lies. Yankees, oh, he's going to throw out the first pitch on August 15th. Yankees never even asked him to. And if they have any type of intelligence, they wouldn't ask him. But since Fauci was asked, and Fauci threw out for the Washington Nationals, the world champions, Donald Trump figured, oh, let me tell a lie and say that I was invited to do this. And then turn around and say, oh, I can't do it because of the coronavirus. Listen, let's stop with the lies. Let's stop with the BS. Let's get this man out of office. He obviously needs to be put in some kind of a psychiatric hospital because his statements are not only asinine, they're moronic, and they're sociopathic. Under no circumstances would I allow this man to say anything that I would believe. If I did not know that his name was Donald Trump, and he told me his name was Donald Trump, I wouldn't believe it. So, let's get real, America. It's time to stop the lies. Get rid of the morons in the government, including the ones that Donald Trump hired, who are... He doesn't ever have to worry about running out of toilet paper because there's a bunch of people lined up that would gladly clean his ass for him. And they would do it with their tongue if he asked them to. And Governor DeSantis of Florida would be first in line. Another moron. That is the opinion of an American citizen. Not scared. Nothing you can do to me. When you tell the truth, sometimes it hurts, but it needs to be told. That doesn't mean I'm rude. It just means that I'm honest and I'm telling the truth. My grandkids told me sometimes, Pawpaw, why did you say that? That was rude. I'm like, no, sweetheart, that's not rude. That's being honest. And it's better to be honest and tell the truth than to lie and make people think that they are something or not something that they are. So let's get with it. Let's vote this man out of office. And let's not allow Barr, the AG, to give any more of this man's friends leeway and sentences so they can go home because they're old. If I was to do what those people did, I'd be doing 20 years in prison because I have never kissed Donald Trump's ass, and I never would. Even if he put his hand out for me to shake it, I'd rather spit in it than shake it. And that, America, is real. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.